the founder and CEO of Fetch Pet Care. He's the nation's largest and most trusted provider of professional pet sitting and dog walking services. And I tell you what, he also has a website, fetchpetcare.com. So how are you doing today, Paul Mann?
I'm doing just great, Ann. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Boy, it's kind of early for you, isn't it?
It's 3 hours earlier. It's 6:05 in the morning, and I love it. I'm an early riser.
So oh, okay. All right. Well, that is terrific. You know, it looks to me, reading over your background bio just real quick, you haven't always been into pets, have you?
No. I started out more in the high technology area and got into Fetch Pet Care based on a simple need. I was looking for pet care for my pets and couldn't find folks I felt really comfortable giving, you know, the keys to my home and my pets to, and actually leveraged technology to create the nation's largest network of pet sitting professionals in 32 states coast to coast.
Wow. Are you in South Carolina, just out of curiosity?
We are in North Carolina, and we're hoping to come into South Carolina real soon.
Wow. Well, you know, that is one of the things that you always worry about. If you have a very close relationship with your pet, you just don't really want to put them in a kennel.
Absolutely. I mean, we all think of a hotel as being a great thing for us, but for pets, it can be pretty scary. Locked up with lots of other pets, you could have alpha dogs, you could have cats in cages hearing all these barks and everything. But worse than that, there's a lot of airborne diseases like kennel cough and even potentially deadly things like canine influenza. So we're big advocates for at-home care where the pets can stay in their home and maintain their normal routine in the safety and comfort of a familiar environment.
Sure. You know, but that's still a very tough thing to have someone come into your home to be taking care of your pet. I mean, that puts a high level of trust right there.
It's a huge level of trust, and, you know, unfortunately, not all pet sitters are created equal. There are some great, great pet sitters out there, and, you know, like anything, you just have to find the right sitter, and you will have a great experience, but the difference of not doing that can be pretty scary, and if you're going away for the holidays or if you're going to work every day, you want peace of mind when you go away, knowing that your pets are going to be cared for and that your home and your personal property are all safe. So you're right, it's a very big deal to find the right sitter.
So what type of thing does your company offer? I mean, what makes what you have work, and what tips can you give us on how to find the right sitter?
Sure. I mean, what's kind of unique about Fetch Pet Care is that we personally screen, criminal history background check, bond, and insure every one of our sitters. And each location maintains a large network of sitters so that we always have a backup sitter in case of emergency. And what happens is when you call Fetch, we have a pet care coordinator who is going to personally match the best pet sitter to your pet's needs. So whether it's a dog or a cat or a caged animal, a puppy or a senior pet, you know, we take all that into mind, and our coordinators do all the work to make sure that the sitter is there for you. Because we understand as pet owners, you've got a busy life, and it is hard to find the right sitter, you know, going online or, you know, trying to find a neighbor or family or you know, kid next door. So it's real important that, you know, you go with a network of people who have trusted sitters so you can go away and relax and that your pets are fine.
Sure. Actually, you know, one of the horrible things, whether it is a human being that you have to come back because something's happened, or to be on vacation and have something happen to your pet and have to cut short a trip.
Absolutely. I mean, if it's one thing if it's while you're at work or something, I mean, you can probably come back, you know, leave work, which is going to be challenging. But if you're on vacation or business travel, say you're, you know, over the holidays, you're somewhere nice and sunny,
yeah,
on a beach, and you have to come back because there's a problem, you know, you may not be able to get that time off from work, you may not be able to get that bed and breakfast you're staying at, and you may not be able to afford that airfare to get back down there again. So this is a huge, huge deal to get the right sitter so that you absolutely can follow through with your plans. And again, you come back to a happy, well cared for pet.
And what about one of the other things that I think I was reading in here, you were talking about that you should have the pet sitter come into your home with the animal or animals and make sure that everybody reacts okay. Nothing would be worse than to have a pet sitter walk in and have your dog growl at them.
That's right. We always do a free in-home consultation. We will never do an assignment before having the pet sitter meet the pet, meet the pet owner, see the environment, make sure that everyone is comfortable, because that's critical to make sure that that there's a comfort level there between everyone, so that there are no surprises, and again, positive outcome every time.
Sure. Now, what about interacting with the pet sitter while you're away?
Right. So while you're away, thanks to technology, there's a lot of great ways to get updates from your sitter. We can go from the old-fashioned way of a phone call. The sitter can call you, but now they can not only call you on your cell phone, but they can text you. They can text you updates. They can text you pictures. They can fax you whatever you need. At the end, we always like to leave a pet report card on the counter, so when you come home, you can see how your kid did. And, between all of those, there should be a fair amount of communication that lets the pet owner feel, like their pet is being cared for and feeling comfortable.
Now, I would question whether the pet sitter should be leaving one on the pet child. I would think that the child should be leaving one on the pet sitter. Did they do everything that they wanted when they wanted it?
That's right. Well, actually, you're not too far off. At the end of every assignment, we actually send a survey to each of our clients. And, a pet owner knows their pet better than anyone.
Right.
And when they come back, they're going to give us feedback and tell us how their pet was and how the house looked and how the kitty litter box looked and all that stuff. And, we have over 40,000 survey feedback responses, and we have a 93% customer satisfaction rating. So it's telling us
good.
We're doing the right thing.
Yeah. So how long have you had your business?
Well, I started Fetch Pack in 2002,
okay.
And we started franchising in 2003, and today we have over 3,000 amazing pet sitters coast to coast.
Wow. That's a pretty big business. So I guess what you're telling me is franchise opportunities would even be available, I guess, in South Carolina.
Absolutely. We're franchising pretty much everywhere around the country.
Wow.
So an easy way to find out about us is just to go to fetchpetcare.com, and you can learn all about us and submit a form for consideration.
Sure. Now, just out of curiosity, what kind of price range, how much does it cost just as a range of price? I know you can't give exact, and it probably depends a lot on each area, but just as a range.
Sure, and it is going to range depending on where we are in the country and what type of service we do. So, for example, if you're wanting someone to come in and visit your pet for a half hour, that ranges somewhere around $18 to $20 a visit. With more frequency, if you use this every day while you're at work, for example, that price tends to go down.
Okay.
The other option people like to do is to have someone come in and board their pets actually at the pet sitter's home. And that's somewhere around $50 a night, $50, $55, $60 a night around the country. Another option is to have someone come into your home and visit the pet and in the evening and morning. And we have a couple services depending on location. We have almost overnight pet sitting, which is where we come for a few hours in the evening and then again an hour in the morning. And then, that's going to be about $60 a night. And if you want someone to stay there and sleep in your home overnight, it tends to go up more towards $65, $70 a night. So that's kind of the price range. We do things like pet taxi, where we'll drive the pet to the vet, the groomer, the airport, and we have other specialty services. But those are our main services that we offer.
Wow. So if somebody wants more information, they should go to fetchpetcare.com.
Go to fetchpetcare.com, or you can call us at 866-FETCH-ME, which is 866-338-2463, and you will be... either way, just put in your 5-digit zip code, and you will connect to the local office near you.
Well, so right now we don't have any in South Carolina, but I would think we're actually in Greenwood, South Carolina, but I would think Greenville, Columbia, some of the bigger cities. Do you go into the smaller areas or just mainly in the bigger cities?
No, we do smaller areas as well. And one thing I want to point out is that because we have a nationwide network, not only can you have local care where you live, and if we don't have it, I understand, but in most places we do, unfortunately today, and we don't have it in your area.
Right.
But you can also do destination care now. So if you want to take your pet with you and travel around the country, chances are we have a fetch location that will watch your pet during the day or the whole time that you're, or part of the time that you're there visiting with family.
Now, that's a good one right there. If you're going into a little bit larger area than, say, Greenwood is, and, you know, this type of thing, to be able to take your darling with you, but then have somebody, and I guess in that case, it would be in their home, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I guess they could come to your hotel, but basically...
That's right. We can go to the hotel, or we can take them in and board them at one of our pet sitters' homes in the destination where you're traveling to.
Wow. Now that is something that I think could be very, very helpful, because one thing you don't want to do, you don't want to have to leave them in the hotel, and quite often the hotel doesn't want you to leave them there.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then the pet gets to go and enjoy your travel plans with you as well, which is kind of fun. You don't have to leave them the whole time you're away.
Absolutely. Well, gosh, this is great. I certainly hope you do get into South Carolina, because we have a lot of very passionate pet parents here in South Carolina, too.
Great. Well, we're looking forward to it. If anyone's interested, come visit us at fetchpetcare.com, and we'd love to talk to anyone who would like to own their own pet care business.
There you go. Thanks so much for calling us, Paul Mann. You take care, and remember, check out fetchpetcare.com. That's nice to talk to you.
Thank you so much, and have a great time out there with your pet.
Oh, we will. Gracie runs this place. I just work for her now. All right. Thanks so much.